Today's date, April 1st, 1994. Time, 11:15 a.m. White Aaron Resistance, Tom Metzger, 619-723-8996.
This is White Aryan Resistance. You have tuned to War 88 on your seditious and race separatist dial. I am Tom Metzger, and this is our March 27th, 1994 broadcast to all occupied North America. Send all letters, video, and audio, and book orders, and donations to P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. And remember, for late breaking news, send your faxes to 619-728-9817. This is our news and editorial line. Our question and answer line is 619-723-1666. Both lines normally change messages on Sunday afternoon Pacific time. A few predictions are in order to show that war is alert and tuned to national and international events. As you know, if you are a steady listener, many of our war predictions come true to the chagrin of our opposition. War predicted the beginning of civil uprising in Mexico just 24 hours before the Zapatistas came out shooting. War also predicted that NAFTA would trigger violence along the U.S. border. This week, the hand-picked man to become president of Mexico was NAFTA eyes in Tijuana, Mexico, Luis Donaldo Colosio, who was a free-trading henchman for the corrupt PRI party, fulfilled our prediction by walking into two bullets. It is also interesting how ATF goons immediately were into the act, along with the FBI working behind the scenes, tracing the gun and so forth. War predicted that with the passage of NAFTA, strange bedfellows would arise in Mexico. The up-and-coming middle class in Mexico are furious about NAFTA, as are much of the poor. This makes a volatile combination. The runner-up PAN party, falsely called conservative, is up to their ears in the drug business in areas that they control, especially in Tijuana along the border. This makes both PRI and PAN equally corrupt. What's the difference? It's the same as the Republicrats in the good old USA. War predicts a rough and tumble campaign with the ruling party PRI winning as usual through corruption, bribes, brutality, and ballot box stuffing. When that happens, the price of poker will rise in Mexico as more and more Mexicans look to a violent solution. As you may know, the Washington criminals and their handlers are petrified at recent events. A $6 billion line of credit was immediately rushed to the Mexican ruling class to prop up the Mexican criminals in Mexico City. How will this affect good old USA? Well, watch U.S.-owned Macleodori plants ultimately become targets, maybe going poof in the night. Watch for factional violence, gun battles, and so on to spill across the border north through San Diego to Los Angeles and beyond. And don't forget places like Chicago and back east, where they have a large Mexican population now. Watch for Familia Nuestra and the Mexican mafia gangs to take different sides. Watch East L.A.'s Mexican population to become involved. And it looks like we're in for stormy weather. But it may be a blessing in disguise. Yes, sometimes an ill wind blows some good stuff. The Prez is hurriedly flying to San Diego for a so-called Easter rest. Do you believe that? He is spending the rest at the home of top Jew in California politics, Larry Lawrence. War knows a lot about Larry Lawrence, since one of his ex-bodyguards was a war mole for several years. The Prez is here because of the events in Mexico, pure and simple. Billions are at stake at the border, and the controllers have told Clinton to get your ass down there and get the straight scoop from the Super Jew. The Republicans won't give it to me. They know the score, so you'll have to go down and get it from Super Jew. More on this as the fire heats up. Now let's talk a bit about South Africa. On the heels of the killings of the AWB men recently, War has learned some interesting information from one of our sources. It seems that at the same time the AWB men were murdered, the reporters narrowly missed being killed also. A Negro soldier pointed his rifle directly at a CBS cameraman and pulled the trigger. Luckily for the cameraman, the gun jammed, and then the Negro troops decided to move away. You know how unpredictable they are. Too bad for the AWB, the troops did not follow through, since world opinion would have been manipulated much differently if reporters and cameramen would have been gunned down in that incident. Expect the Zulus to be smashed soon. It will be made to look like an internal division, probably. Buthelezi, their leader, may be assassinated, since he's the only power figure in the area at this time. That leaves the tiny white resistance all alone. The only chance now is to dig in and to develop an IRA solution. Their problem is that their targets should be traitor whites in power and the Anglo financial infrastructure. However, that is doubtful that they will do that. They will play shoot the Negro. They need a white Mau Mau in South Africa if you want it straight. Across the world to the Ukraine, the following is a recording that is fairly accurate on the situation in the Ukraine. Of course, you must read between the lines and realize this is not a war correspondent. And now we're going to go to my buddy, the liberal over there, that's going to give us some code words, but all the code words we know and can read between the lines. Take it away. Take it away, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Or Lviv, as it's pronounced in Ukrainian, is a lovely little city nestled in the hills of western Ukraine. Until 1939, this city was part of Poland, and the cultured influences of Central Europe remain. Quiet cobblestone streets, stately Baroque churches, Italian Renaissance sculpture in the market square. And yet, in recent months, this city has seen the appearance of another European legacy, black-shirted militants, paramilitary groups scuffling with the police, an emblem resembling the swastika on display on street corner and wall.
You're kidding.
These are the small but unyielding groups of the Ukrainian extreme right, aggressively anti-Russian, anti-Semitic, and oriented toward violence. These groups do not now hold any political power in Ukraine, but they are running candidates in this parliamentary election campaign, and in the current atmosphere of economic crisis and political paralysis, they stand to propel themselves onto the national scene.
We are saying that yes, the majority of those who live here comprise the fundamental part of the state.
Andrei Shkil is a 30-year-old former medical student who is one of the leaders of the most prominent of these right-wing groups, known as the Ukrainian National Assembly. Shkil describes his group as centrist, and for the purposes of the current election, he has indeed adopted the cloak of centrism.
We're restoring Ukrainian tradition. We will not build something anti, not anti-Semitic, not anti-Russian, but pro-Ukrainian. We will have a state for those who live here, but not against those who are neighbors.
Yet the earlier actions of Shkil's group, known by its acronym UNA or UNA, betrays a far more extreme approach to politics. One of UNA's newspapers recently described Zionism and Russian chauvinism as two forces which have always been the enemies of traditional Europe. They are still engaged here in their vicious business, the paper said. The Ukrainian National Assembly has also created a paramilitary wing called the Ukrainian National Self-Defense Force. Its uniformed members have paraded through the streets of Lvov. They have fought with police. Some went to fight in Georgia last fall against those they believed were Russian separatists there. Andrei Shkil claims the military wing is necessary because someday his party will come to power in Ukraine.
UNA is the model for the future state. A state has its paramilitary groups, and so do we. Believe me, at this moment we're not mistaken because crime is growing. This stands to reason because nobody is stopping it. On the contrary, there are those who are interested in spreading it. People come to us and say, look at these bandits and hooligans, bring us order. There is an even more extreme group just now emerging.
Hey.
It is certainly smaller.
Here we go.
The score members so far. But it is making its presence felt in Lvov nevertheless.
That's great, Mike.
This is the Social Nationalist Party of Ukraine. Outside its downtown office, it has hung a huge yellow banner with an enormous emblem that looks dangerously like a swastika.
Oh, no.
The sign is also emblazoned on thousands of campaign posters pasted all over the city. 28-year-old Yuri Krivoruchko, the group's ideology chief, makes no secret of how he would determine who is a citizen and who is not in Ukraine.
Это фактор биологический.
This is the biological factor, which throughout the whole world is understood in international law as the law of blood. We consider everyone who has at least 50% Ukrainian blood to be Ukrainian. That is, if either the mother or the father is Ukrainian, and if such a person identifies himself as Ukrainian, all other people who live in Ukraine may be citizens of Ukraine, but for this, there must be certain legal preconditions. Members of the Social Nationalist Party wear black shirts and display their swastikas proudly. Although Krivoruchko has an explanation for it all, the message is hardly hidden. In connection with the black uniform, the color of black among political movements throughout the world always meant dedicating yourself to some idea, some sort of self-sacrifice. In connection with our emblem, if you are inclined, you can see it as anything you want. If you go by analogy or association, then for us, it's associated with the Ukrainian state symbol, the trident. Krivoruchko also explains the symbol as the superimposition of the letter I over the letter N, standing, he says, for the group's motto, the idea of the nation. Although Lvov's small Jewish community has taken careful note of this group, the Social Nationalist Party reserves its most hostile rhetoric for the Russians of Ukraine.
There are
about 11 million ethnic Russians among Ukraine's 52 million people. They live mostly in eastern Ukraine. Krivoruchko says this minority is too large and not loyal to the Ukrainian state. Both these groups are on the fringe, there is no doubt of that. But mainstream politicians in Lvov are concerned nevertheless. Yuri Klichovsky, head of the main Ukrainian democratic group known as RUK, sees such groups as a threat as long as Ukraine's leaders cannot find an effective way to solve the nation's problems.
If economic failure continues, if the impoverishment of the people continues, then naturally it will bring radicalization and the spreading of views that are literally fascist.
Oh,
if the situation
boy.
Gets worse, it will be difficult for centrist democratic organizations to convince people that path of reform can be successful.
Centrist democratic organizations are already facing this difficulty. Interest in the current election campaign is extraordinarily low throughout Ukraine. If the turnout is too low, because of the complex electoral law, a working parliament might fail to be elected. That would lead to even deeper political paralysis, which could benefit Ukraine's extremists, like the neo-fascists in Lvov. This is Mike Schuster reporting.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for that. I know you're a little bit liberal there, and you're sort of, but that the words were okay. That was good. Thanks a lot. That was an update from the Ukraine. Sounds like the boys from Brazil are back. Back to the Aryan struggle in North America. Recently, Bill Murray of Massachusetts, editor of Race and Reality magazine, has become a victim of Washington criminals. It seems local police and FBI raided his home recently, where they seized guns and printing equipment and computers and so forth. So watch out, boys. Protect your computers and printing equipment at all costs. The feds like to grab that stuff and you won't get it back. He was not jailed, according to sketchy reports we've just received. Allegedly, Murray had an assistant by the name of John Fowler, but his real name was Edward Ed Harmon. Harmon went to the police, allegedly, after Murray kicked him out of his home for dating an Indian woman, evidently trying to convince Murray that Indians were Aryan. As the story goes, Harmon came back with local and federal FBI Iron Heel agents. Can you believe that? If this information is correct, watch out for Harmon and his squaw to be making the TV talk show carnivals very soon. You know, that's what happens every time, man. Every time. Also, Aryan Nation seems to be upset with leaderless resistance. Some people confuse leaderless resistance with uncontrolled stupid acts. Actually, most stupid acts are committed by those who are members of present organizations and not leaderless resistors. Come on, give us a break. A complete list of state leaders has been distributed by Aryan Nations, and we have a copy. There must be a misprint here, boys and girls, since the Maryland Aryan Nations state office is headed by Colonel H. Von Braunhut, Box 809, Bryans, Bryans Road, Maryland, 20618. Fax line 301-375-9050. For Aryan information, Braunhut is a Semitic Jew who looks like Yasser Arafat. Well, maybe not that bad, but pretty bad. He is a bar mitzvah Jew and is driving his Jew family nuts with his aberration that he's an Aryan. Supposedly, Braunhut has given fairly large chunks of money to Aryan Nation. I guess that's why he's a colonel. Come on, guys, let's get real. Down south, war predicts black clouds moving in over Montgomery and the Southern Millionaires Law Center in particular. Danny Welch, Chief Step and Fetch It, is looking pretty bad. You know, that white racist Danny Welch. Come on, Danny, fess up. We know about the jokes you tell and all that kind of crap. Come on, Danny, is it coke or just loss of sleep, Danny? You're not looking too good. I would like to tell you more about those black clouds and hurricane winds moving towards the Southern Millionaires Law Center, but I just can't risk at this time exposing our person at the palace. All I can say is it's going to be great news for everybody. Remember what I said. I got the Aryan crystal ball. Also down south, March 24th was the last day for Rick McCarty of the COTC to respond to a lawsuit against the COTC by the Southern Millionaires Law Center. Now Sleaze will crow about how he single-handedly destroyed the nation's most dangerous group and needs a lot more contributions, boys and girls, to make up his losses. So all you liberals, Jews, and so forth, dig into your pockets and help old Morris. He needs the money. Last we heard, McCarty was going to take thousands of books to the dump. How do you like that? How do you like those pickled COTC members? You better scramble if you're going to save what you have. Don't forget our book special this month, Hear the Cradle Song. It's $12, a big, thick novel, a racial novel of the not-too-distant future the way it looks. Don't forget our video on the war Japanese trip. This is great footage in VHS for $25. War news, of course, $30 per year or $3 per month. Or $3 for a sample copy. Remember, in case you forgot, this is war. And we're in a state of war. And it now exists with the Jew World Order and the Judeo Buddies. And I'm not just talking about Semites. I'm talking about Aryans with Semite brains. Sleep tight, boys and girls.
April 1st, 1994, 1135, National Alliance, 742-2438, area code 919.
Thank you for calling the National Alliance. You may write to us at Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. Did you know that free money can be yours? Yes, I said free money. That is, free money can be yours if...
Same message.
Great power, you have reached the United States of American Nationalist Party. We can be reached at Box 21969, Philadelphia, PA, 19124. Or leave your name, address, and phone number, and we will contact you. Remember, spell everything so we don't have any misunderstanding. Within the next 2 days, there will be a new message line. This message line will change its message every 24 hours. You can listen to these messages by calling 602-2467. Again, that is 602-2467. On April 16, 1994, the USANP will be holding a Hitler Fest to celebrate the birthday of our Führer. This event will last day and night, so if you need to spend the night, make your arrangements now with us so that we may guarantee you space. On April 23rd, the USANP will be holding a rally in Haddonfield, New Jersey, regardless of what any liberal Jew-loving bastard has to say about it. If you wish to attend any of these events, then leave your name and phone number and complete mailing address, and we will get back to you. Great Revolution is the only solution.
You may start your message now.
USA Nationalist Party, 215-602-8329. April 1st, 1994, time 11:40. Friendly Lights, the Ku Klux Klan, 404-854-5101, April 1st, 1994, 11:40.
Friendly Lights of the Ku Klux Klan, let us discuss the city of Grantville. The city council is a poor excuse for leadership and city representation for the people.
That was it. White Air Resistance, question and answer line. 619-723-1666, April 1st, 94, 1145 a.m.
This is the war question and answer line. Our news and editorial line is 619-723-8996. Address your questions by mail or on this machine to P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. And now to your questions. Are original A. Wyatt Man cartoons for sale? Not the originals, but copies of all the A. Wyatt Man cartoons are available. Check our newspaper. Question. What about Islam? Islam is another offshoot of Judaism, but it is a race-mixing religion as practiced in the Middle East, and a danger as it always has been to Europe and now the United States, with probably several million Muslims living in this country. Question, what about Indians being excluded from the new crime bill? I am not aware of that fact. I do have the crime bill on my desk. Refer me to the page numbers and I will check it out. Question, do we have the freedom to call kikes kikes? Well, you don't have freedom, you have privileges. See, they've conned you into thinking you have freedom. You only have privileges that are given and taken away by the state when they so choose. The problem is you get confused by thinking you have rights. The question you ask depends on where and who and how. You can do anything if you wish, if you can get away with it. Sometimes the price goes along with it. So check before you practice your rights in this country. Make sure you check the price tag. Question, what's War's opinion on the Aryan Brotherhood? War sees a need for a protective group or association or whatever inside the prisons for whites. They're becoming more and more outnumbered due to the massive amount of non-white crime in this country. Beyond that, it depends on how the group goes about it. I don't pass judgments on something I don't have experience with. Like most groups, it's probably not for everybody. Tunisian returns to Russia. Is that a good thing? It's time for activists now in Russia. Intellectuals always overrate their importance to the world. Question, what is your identity history? Well, from roughly 1972 or 3 until 1980, I was an active identity Christian. In 1980, I left that belief system due to further studies. Question, is Clinton going to declare martial law? No, the system will go about it gradually, law by law by law, until presto, police state. All for your own good, you must realize. Question, is there any Aryan activity in the farm system? Very little at this time. After a few farmer Aryan activists were killed by the Iron Heel in the 80s, most got back in line. There's nothing like violence to get the message across, and governments are more violent than the citizenry, at least at this time. Question, what about astrology and numerology? I wouldn't wager the race on either. However, most Christians do not realize the entire Bible, Old and New Testament, is a retelling of the Zodiac, which is astrological, mixed with a lot of pre-Christian history that's been adopted to the Bible. Introductory that will explain all this is the videotape Naked Truth. And if you haven't seen it, you better see it if you want to know really more about the origins of religion from war for $25. Show it to your friends. Question, should we send racially marked correspondence to Gottfried Kussel, the National Socialist now jailed in Austria? Kussel asked that letter writers be cool and don't send a lot of material the court could use against him. Some people like to mark up their envelopes and put swastikas and flaming crosses and you name it all over the stuff. This doesn't do a guy in prison much good. Right, but be cool. If you want anyone out there has access to the West Point yearbook, between 1975 and 1988. Check them out for us for a picture of the assassin of Randy Weaver's wife and son. Ron Herucci was the trigger man. War News wants a photo of Mr. Herucci for future publication. Question, did you know there are only 706,000 state and local cops in this country? Add the military and you have only 2.7 million persons by 1991 figures? Yes, and that's only 1.1% of the population. Ordinary citizens outnumber Iron Heel agents by 100 to 1. So if the general population or any significant percentage of the population decides not to obey the law, like gun laws, there's nothing Joggy can do about it, or the Iron Heel. Remember Nixon's 55-mile-an-hour limit? People just said screw it and went 65 and over. And that's what a sizable percentage of this country are going to do about the gun situation. So, viva la resistance. Question, did the March of Time news films in the 30s and 40s phony up news reports? Yes, in fact, in one episode, Hitler and King Zog, that's an interesting name, King Zog of Albania, were played by actors. Also, that scenes of atrocities against Jews supposedly taking place in Germany were actually shot in Connecticut, in good old USA. This according to the London Times, October 5-11, 1985, from the column Films on TV. If you don't believe war, check it out. No, they wouldn't do that, would they? Question, faced with imminent extermination or capitulation, why does the South African AWB spend so much time publishing a full-color newspaper full of marches and pictures of Terre Blanche? Isn't this a little like the bravado of France and Poland before they were smashed? It's a strange situation, that's for sure, but why don't you write them and ask? Get the word from the horse's mouth. It's, here it is, Spreckbuis, that's S-P-R-E-E-K-B-U-I-S, next word, van, V-A-N, Next word, die, D-I-E, and then A-W-B. Next word, P-O-S, post, bus, B-U-S, number 4118, Pretoria, that's P-R-E-T-O-R-I-A-0001, South Africa. Now, their telephone number is 011-27-12-312-7613. And boys, by now, if you'll read the Jewish press, almost all South African Jews have fled the country. They made their bucks and they got out. Isn't that typical? Question, do you have the address for POWs in Sweden? Well, I have a contact here, yes. Christopher Ran... Yeah, this is difficult. I'll spell it. R-A-N-G-N-E. Christopher, P.O. Box 13. Then the number 692-81, Kurila, that's K-U-R-I-L-A, Sweet. Don't forget to tell all these contacts War sent you. Question, what's the Korea thing all about? Well, first is to scare the crap out of the Japanese, for obvious reasons, because they have no defense force of their own. The New World Order will use this method of intimidation for the time being. Beyond that, when the Washington criminals are having problems at home, they always try to shift attention abroad. That's the oldest game in the book, especially since the North Koreans have had atomic weapons for at least 5 years, according to war agents in the military. Since China is not likely to get involved physically, expect Korea to play hardball for a while, wave their arms, make big talk, like Shirinovsky over in Russia, and then be paid off by the U.S., as usual, to be good gooks, right? This is the way everybody knows how to handle the good old USA and get the taxpayers' money. Our special this month is the hot new novel, The Cradle Song, $12, and our great video, War Goes to Japan, $25. Now, don't forget Siege, the great book from 1993-1994. This is great. Read it now, $25 from War. War is about to go to press, $30 per year subscription or $3 per issue. No paper like it, not right, not left, not conservative or liberal, but dedicated to Aryan revolutionary thought and Pan-Aryanism worldwide. Write to us at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. And remember, this really is war.
Hayline, April the 4th, 1994, time 12:31 p.m. Tom Mesker, White Aryan Resistance, information line 619-723-8996.
And answer program. Leave your question at the end of this broadcast for next week's show. Our other update line is 619-723-8996. The news and editorial line for Aryan activists and nosy opponents. To fax your late breaking news and tips, tune to 619-728-9817. To subscribe to our seditious and racial separatist newspapers, send $30 for 1 year or $3 per issue
P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Our newspaper is a source for hundreds of videos, audios, and books for your education. To our question box, why don't you change the message on the San Francisco line? Well, that's a good question. War will see to it that it is changed more often. All you writers out there, how about submitting 3-minute scripts for Aryan updates or varying length scripts? One of the best ways to break the media block is to install a phone line, purchase a cheap phone machine like a Duophone TD410 available at your local Radio Shack store. You also may set up a cheap voicemail with your local phone company. The advantage of a phone machine is you can make longer messages or control the links electronically. For those of you who do not wish to create the message yourself, War is willing, if there's enough interested, to pre-record messages for your system, no matter where you're at in North America. All you have to do is set up the basics, the phone line, the machine, and so forth, or the voicemail line. There's no reason that thousands of these Aryan updates could not be in service, driving your opponents up the wall. Probably even more effective than radio programs. How about it couch Aryan couch potatoes? This is something anyone can do, so let's do it. Question, what kind of rifle should we buy? Guns are like any other tool. You choose the gun that fits the job in question. Say a 30-06 or a 30-30 and similar rifles are for long-range shooting, but terrible for home defense unless you don't care about going through three walls and hitting an innocent neighbor. Shotguns are the best for normal home defense. Legally short with double-aught buck, handguns are far for portability and concealment. You lose a lot in the trade-offs with handguns. I'm not a gun expert and would refer you to someone in your local area who is. Question, where is the Aryan Women's League? Very simple. The AWL was absorbed into War, and all correspondence should be to War in care of Aryan Women. Yep, they're still hard at work every day. Question, any ideas of population control in the non-white inner city? Yeah, sure is. Support birth control 100% in these areas for obvious reasons. Quietly join even liberal groups pushing birth control among non-whites. Buy stock in birth control and abortion clinics that primarily operate in the inner cities. Wealthy separatists can invest in such activity and achieve 1,000 times more than many silly third-party scams. Question. Why doesn't War newspaper print the story about Clinton's alleged black child? Well, because War has no hard evidence that the story is true. The truth at last has been known to juggle the facts in many cases and many stories in the past. The truth at last is sort of like an Aryan National Enquirer. We're not saying that there's not some good articles in there, but they sort of play loose with a lot of their facts. Check the stories before running through your neighborhood screaming their allegations. Credibility, you know, is important. If and when War has solid evidence about this story of Clinton's black kid, we're sure going to print it, but not until. Why doesn't War publish all the message lines from around the country from different groups? Answer, War has always promoted message lines and numbers in our newspaper, but mainly on our phone line. The problem is that many people start a line, and before our publishing deadline, the line is off. We go ahead and print these numbers, and they're only on there a few weeks. Many who start lines can't take the heat when they get smeared in the local press. Some lines are so reactionary or off on a tangent that War doesn't promote them also. But War has been in the forefront of supporting such programs. How about all those black helicopters the right-wing conservatives have been screaming about? Answer, a lot of smoke but little fire. I don't see many photographs coming in, and I don't see much evidence. All you have to understand is the entire U.S. system is committed to neutralizing racial separatists. Whether they use phone taps, satellites, or pink helicopters makes little difference. It's all the same. Criminal government. This didn't just start a few weeks ago, and they don't need UN troops to do their dirty work. Most military career men would blow separatists away without blinking an eye if given the order. Any military man, no matter of what race he or she is, that says he or she wouldn't follow such an order is most probably a damn liar. The trouble with the right wing is that they have a John Wayne fantasies about the military and the police. Let me clue you in. John Wayne and Ronald Reagan were both phonies created for you by Jew Hollywood, and you swallowed it. I find many left-wingers much more understanding of state power than the loyal right. Whoever opposes you is your enemy. Very simple. Those that help you are your friends. Now, with that understanding, please tell me of any U.S. military or police action that is designed to preserve and protect the Aryan race. The only Aryans they are poised to protect are the Aryan traitors who control the wealth of the country. Next time someone babbles about UN troops and black helicopters, just say, so what? It's all the same Iron Heel shit. How many decades is it going to take me to get that through people's head, man? The government is your enemy. And what makes the difference? What the hell kind of helicopters are running around in? Question, what about albinos? Albinos are present in all races. Some of the weirdest albinos I ever saw personally were at a county fair in southern Louisiana. These were Negro albinos, the result of massive dysgenics in the southern part of this country, especially around New Orleans. It is a biological garbage. Question, is it just the Jews, or are whites just weird? Aryans are their own worst enemy and always have been. To blame all this on the Jews is demagoguery to its fullest. No race, religion, or state of mind could confront a unified Aryan race. Any Aryan leader who spends most of his or her time blaming Jews, blacks, Asians, and others for our basic problem is a liar or a fool. Get our race straight, and other potential threats will disappear in a very short time. In short, only an Aryan civil war for control of Aryan leadership will suffice in North America and Europe and other areas where there are many Aryans. Sort of a Pol Pot solution, if you get my drift. South Africa is a perfect example of whites selling out whites while right-wingers shoot Negroes. Can you believe it? Should we have an Aryan or Pan-Aryan militant organized force? Boy, we're getting all those hot questions. I bet these are the FBI calling in here. But we'll give you the answers. Not at this time. If it were possible, it would be smashed within 6 months with all the snitches and finks and agents. Now is the art of the possible. Now is the time for the art of the possible. Identify the enemy, and you'd be surprised how many people haven't even identified the enemy. Propagandize by whatever means necessary and possible the general population. Resist all government programs and edicts. Encourage a massive underground economy. Bad news for Washington and Wall Street is good news for us in the long run. Above all, support leaderless resistance and right-wing organizations. Take the heat that they surely will get because they're too stupid to see the handwriting on the wall. Question, why are you so open in your ideas and anti-system suggestions? Well, the answer to that is I'm 55 years old and I've seen millions of dollars wasted on no-win activity in the so-called racial movement. I have seen dozens of leaders serenade their members onto the rocks and then disappear or become protected government witnesses. I have seen trillions of dollars drained from our race by the military-industrial complex during the Cold War. I have seen the cowardly, gutless conservatives piss away every opportunity to counterattack. I have watched the best of the left be bought off. I have seen the whole of North American strength be twiddled away by a criminal two-party system. So at this time in my life, I say screw democracy, screw capitalism, screw this Trojan horse government, and bring on upheaval, revolution, and chaos. Everything else is just plain crap and a waste of time. That's my opinion. What's yours? Now remember, we put our money where our mouth is. We lost a house, a business, and a mother for something we didn't do. And we're still in action, still publishing, still producing TV, still spitting in the eye of the Iron Heel. We'll debate anyone, anywhere, anytime. Now, boys and girls, what's your excuse? Come on in. The water's fine. You're not going to live forever anyhow. You damn well can't take it with you, so damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. This is war. W-A-R. Screw the system.
That was the war question and answer line. Same day, same time. Thanks, someone trying to get the war information line, 619-723-8996. By the way, that number for the Q&A line is 619-723-1666.